Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. We're brought to you by www.iwantmoreaction.com. All our episodes of our podcast are up there, some written reviews and some other goodies. I'm your host, Mr. Action, here with my co-host, Frankie Cranks.
What's going on, guys?
And Frank, why don't you introduce us to today's movie?
All right, so today we're doing Sentinel, and Sentinel is about transferred home after a traumatizing combat mission. A trained French soldier uses her lethal skills to hunt down the man who hurt her sister.
It was released in 2021. I think it's a Netflix original, mm-hmm. but not here. I think it's French. Mm-hmm. It's directed by Julien Leclerc. I'm definitely butchering his name. And it's starring Olga Kurylenko, who was in the original first Hitman movie.
Yes.
She's the the woman in distress or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what'd you think of Sentinel?
Sentinel's not a terrible movie. It's not a full-blown action film. I think it's a pretty decent spy, like honestly, spy thriller. It's a pretty decent suspense thriller film. It has some pretty cool hand-to-hand combat scenes, some okay sort of like shootout scenes, but it really focuses more on the suspense aspect of the film more than it does the action. Which is kind of a nice change of pace. You know, the movie, like you said, it is a French film, so it is technically, it's a foreign movie, so foreign films sometimes focus more on, like, the drama and the suspense more than they do on the action. And it does that really well in it.
But it has that French grittiness when the action picks up, which I love.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. It feels like a gritty action film.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't have, like, too much gritty action scenes.
Like, the action picks up kind of at, like, when there's like 35 minutes left in the movie. Before that, there's a shootout in the beginning and there's a couple of little spurts of stuff. But like when her sister gets hurt and she finally decides to do something about it, mm-hmm. the action like really picks up. But there's like a lot of melodrama in the middle where it's like she's addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get off the drugs.
Yeah, there's like family issues, like her trying to like come back into society after being traumatized.
Yeah, she has to reassimilate from war and stuff.
Yeah. And like I said, most of the movie focuses on that, like I said, for the first half. And then when her sister gets hurt, it's sort of like it kind of changes directions. And again, it does a good job, but anybody who's expecting like a full on action film, I don't think they would get that out of this. But it's still a good suspense movie, though.
And you know, every movie doesn't have to be like an action blockbuster, right? Mm-hmm. To still be a good flick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like even storyline wise, this movie's made very, very well.
Yeah.
The cinematography, the editing, everything's. Yeah, you know, if you're going in for an action, you know, nonstop action flick, you'd say the pacing's bad. But for a regular movie with, like, thrills and action, like an action thriller, this movie's actually paced very well, too.
Yeah, also, take a note, I think it's all like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not a long movie.
So it's not really much of an investment. I think that really, really helps the film's pacing and overall enjoyment because you're not getting bogged down by them just trying to, like, kind of drag it out to, like, an hour and a half or more just for the sake of having a longer movie.
You know, it tries to take that approach where, you know, they want to build characters they want you to care about the characters they're building mm-hmm. before they get hurt and before, like, they go into, like, let's kill everyone mode.
Yeah.
And, you know, that for this movie it works and, you know, maybe more movies should do that, you know, like, and a lot of movies don't. A lot of movies just, like, they're bombarding you with action from start to finish. And that's not a bad thing either, depending on the actors and the story they want to tell. But I think for the story they told in this movie, I think the pacing of the storyline is not a detriment to the movie.
No, yeah. No, I think the fact that it focuses more on her and her personal life is what makes the movie what it is, right? It's the strongest point. I wouldn't say it's a weak point because I think they spend a good amount of time developing the character because otherwise you won't really care. Like there is action in the movie. There's two particular scenes that are really good in terms of like fight scenes. But even at the end, there's action in the final half hour, final 20 minutes of it. Like it's okay, but because you're so invested in the character, it's more suspenseful and it almost is more compelling than it would have been if you just didn't know who this person was. Like, if you spent a little time with the main character. So, yeah, I do think that that's something that it works for the movie. That sometimes other action movies either wouldn't work for it or they just don't spend the time because they feel like it's not really worth it.
You know, Olga Kurylenko, like, surprised me how much I liked her character in this movie. Because in most other movies, she's almost always the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
In a lot of movies she's in. I think she's in one of the Bond flicks, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I think she's also in Oblivion. Which
Which
one?
she's Oblivion with Tom Cruise. Is she in
I think
Oblivion?
I, she might be. I think she might be the girl that he finds.
But
I could be wrong, but I think that's her though.
That I don't remember, but
Yeah.
I do know she's definitely in the first Hitman.
Yes.
But
Yeah.
you know, at the characters and the acting that she pulls off in this movie, like, you know, she's really likable. I wouldn't mind seeing her in more action movies in the future.
Yeah, she obviously can fight. Like she's trained, or like she was trained,
Yo,
and
she was
she's
hitting that bag, yo. I was like, okay,
Yeah.
someone taught her how to.
Yeah,
She really like
exactly.
was taught how to hit that bag.
I
Like
mean,
she
you could tell
wasn't just.
they really also wanted to be authentic. She's a soldier in this. She's in the French army. So they
Yeah.
wanted you to feel like she's an actual soldier and not just like some like rogue character where they just put dress you up in army fatigues and expect you to be like, I'm an
Like
army person
what's
now.
her name from Rogue? Megan
Yeah,
Fox.
Megan
Yeah.
Fox. Yeah, like it's not like that. So, and that's the thing too, you have to like appreciate in these kind of films where like they went the extra mile to make sure you don't feel that way. Like you actually believe that this person is the character in the movie. That goes a long way in films like this, especially when you have like the lead protagonist is a female who also has to kick ass. Like you have to like kind of establish that early on, which they do in this. That you know, other movies do that, but some movies don't, and so it's hard to sort of
But
like.
it doesn't take that goofy approach like Atomic Blonde and stuff did, like to like storyline and characters. Like this is like a serious movie.
There's no like there's very little style behind this film. It's filmed very matter-of-factly. Like it's not really meant for you to like it's not a fun movie to watch, right? It's meant to be like more dramatic and more like sober. Like it's kind of dark what happens in this movie, and it's meant to be you to feel that way too. You're not meant to be like like you said, Atomic Blonde is overly stylized, that movie, you know, where like you're not really expected to take it too seriously. It's kind of like almost tongue in cheek to a degree. But this,
Which
it's
most
not at
revenge
all.
movies are, like even Taken is stylized, like it's stylized excellently, but it's
It's a
basically trying to
stylized
be a
film.
Bourne style movie revenge thriller, the way the action's filmed. Let me ask you something, Frank. What do you think of action movies that take a more dramatic approach to their filmmaking?
No, I think they can be some of the best action movies of all. I mean, something like Man on Fire with Denzel Washington kind of does the same thing. Like you spend half the movie just with him and the girl, right? And that's kind of what builds up to where it leads to. It definitely can be done and it should be done. I think those are the best ones. But at the same time, you have to have the right actors and the right script. Because if you don't have the right actors or the right script, you're just going to end up with a bunch of like kind of like halfway. Compelling characters and a halfway decent script where it's like I'm not going to be invested in that character. So all that time that you use to kind of build it up dramatically, it's kind of like it falls on deaf ears. Like I don't care. I'm not buying it. And if I don't buy it, and at the end the action scenes that are there won't really live up to what they could be. So it's a delicate balance. You have to be careful when you do that
It's
and build the
also a
right
tightrope
actors.
because you, like if you're gonna do that to me and want me to see your movie that way, and you're right, a lot of the best action films have a lot of drama in it. But you need to pay the action has to pay off. Like you can't just give me like some crappy like for example, Deliver Us from Evil, the Korean movie we saw. That's a lot of drama in like the first like hour and a half. No, maybe hour.
It's like 45 minutes to an hour is
Then
all
it,
mostly just
but when
drama.
it finally decides, like, all right, we're gonna put the friggin' foot on the pedal now and give you act, like it really pays off.
And again, I think it pays off because you're kind of you get invested in the main character. You get invested in the drama that they're building around the main character. And without that, the action would have been still good, but it's even that much better because you actually care about the character and you believe in like his mission, right? Like I mean, you're saying like yes, action definitely has to pay off, but if you're not there with the main character, if you feel like the character's weak, it's like the action could be still good, but it won't be half as good of a movie as if like you're really going along with the main character.
And that's why a movie like, say, Equalizer 2 bombs.
Yes,
I
exactly.
just, you know, even though you bring me the same character from the first movie, you change his motivations. Your bad guys are half-assed. I don't care about any character. But the first Equalizer is freaking awesome because you care about all everyone that's like in the film.
And he spent a lot more time in the first one developing his character and developing the
His
other girl's
relationship with
character
Chloe,
too.
I forgot her last name.
Yes, and they try to do that in the second one with that kid who lives in the same
No,
building as
but
him.
the kid's not the one that's in danger in the end.
No, it's not. And at the same time, though, they only do that because it feels like it's ham-fisted in there because they have to tie it into what the original did.
Yeah, no,
You
you're
know what I
right.
mean? Like they didn't do it because it organically came out of a script that they wanted to write. They were like, oh, he's an equalizer. He helps people, so he has to help somebody. Who is he going to help? Oh, we got this kid and drug dealers. And again, it just feels like it was put in there just for the sake of having something in
You're
there.
totally right, because the first person he helps in the first movie, it ties into the Russian story
It
because he
ties into
kills
the
the
whole
Russians to
movie.
save
It
her.
ties into the
And
whole
then,
movie. It's the
yes,
reason why the movie
in this one,
happens.
there's two different plots going on, yep. and they don't have like anything to do with each other.
No, it's inconsequential. And even in that scene with the drug dealers, like he just goes there and acts tough, and I think that's it. Like nothing really happens. Like
he punches like one or two people, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. There's no like face off. There's no like, because there's no conclusion to that. It's just there to be there to make him look cool for a couple of.
And
scenes
then the kid turns into a good kid. Like it's just so dumb. It really
is. You know, it is stupid. It is. But like you said, that's the problem when you don't properly build up the drama with the main character.
And I don't give a shit about the kid because they never built the kid into a character.
Yep.
He's just the kid.
He's just there. He's just there.
But we're going to take a quick 10-second break to leave you a message from our sponsor because, you know, Frank has to pay the bills for his kids.
That's right.
And when we get back, we're going to break down the action scene in this movie. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And as usual, Frank will start with fights.
Yeah, I gave for Sentinel, I gave fights a 3 out of 5. Even though there's not many fights, there's really only like two that I can.
Yes, it's the bathroom and the hospital.
But they're really good. They're really brutal. They're really, really rough.
The hospital fight's crazy.
Visceral. Like, I mean, it goes to show you how, like, you can have two short fight scenes in a movie and they can still be leaps and bounds better than other movies we've been watching. There's fight scenes in the whole movie, but they're just so bad, they don't even hold a candle to what we've been watching. And it just goes to show you how you can do so much with so little. And that's what Sentinel does. Like, they're not that long. They're a decent amount of time, but they're just so good. Like, they're definitely worth the wait for when you're watching the movie. Like, they're just really good.
I also gave them a 3 out of 5. If there was more, it probably would have got a 4 out of 5, but it's only 2.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've seen movies like this with this type of fighting with more fights and gave them a 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lately me and you are trying to stay in some type of boundary when we score these movies.
Yeah. But it's good to say here with these fights, we've been watching a lot of bad movies with like a lot of quote unquote fight scenes in them. And even though those movies have way more fight scenes in them, all those scenes combined were nothing compared to half of a fight scene in this film. Like
especially the hospital fight in this movie, it's one of those fights that look like it's not choreographed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they're just beating the shit out of each other. Yeah, exactly. And it looks like so good. Mm-hmm. And it's filmed so well. So I gave it. Also gave it 3 out of 5. And you know, I wish there was more. I wish more.
Yeah.
Shootouts. I gave shootouts a 3 out of 5 also. I thought, you know, there's not like any like, there's a shootout in the beginning, a little one. Mm-hmm. And then she like raised this compound and starts killing everyone, you know, shooting them and stuff.
Yeah.
It's better than mediocre. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. It's better than mediocre. It's not the best shootouts I've ever seen, but they're well filmed. And, you know, I care about the character by the time she gets to it. Mm-hmm. So I care that like she doesn't die during these shootouts. So I thought that was pretty good. So I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, you were a little bit more generous than me. I actually gave it a 2 out of 5 just because there wasn't really any. I mean, there are two shootouts and they're okay, but they're really not what I would think of when I think of like shootouts. Like they're just more of like firing back and forth at each other. Like it's done well. Don't get me wrong. Like it's good. It's good and it adds to the story and like it's compelling. But it's done more for dramatic reasoning than it is for, like, an action scene, you know? So I think that's why I gave it 1 point less, which is because I enjoyed it, but it was done more for dramatic suspense than it was for action. That's all.
Like, I think you'll agree with me about the shootouts is finally we get a movie that's, like, well-made where it's not, like, guy shoots a camera, cut, guy gets hit by bullet.
Oh, no, that's the thing. Like, this
is, like, real camera work.
I know I gave it a 2, but still, this is, like, a real shootout. Like, this looks like a real shootout. This is no, like, fake, you know, muzzle flashes and you know,
shooting gallery stuff.
CG back and forth. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's real. And I just wish there maybe have been, like, one or two more moments where, like, there was a bit of more shooting. You probably would have got, like, a 3. I just feel like that's not what those scenes were about, ultimately. And they didn't want it to go into that direction of, like, oh, it's a shootout, you know? So I understand why they didn't do it. But, like, at the same time, that's kind of what I was hoping for at the end, though, too. So,
what'd you do for Chase?
And there's not really a chase scene in this movie.
There's only that 1 foot chase.
Yeah, he chases the drug dealer guy. Yeah. But even that's not really like, I don't know, it's not like a chase scene where they're running through traffic or they're hopping over like fences.
I give it
like,
a 1.
Yeah, I give it a 1 too, only because it's not really a real fight, a chase scene. It's just, he just runs after a dude in a hoodie. That's it.
Special effects, I gave a 2 out of 5 because it's not really, like, you know, I put most of the points into stunts that I would have put in special effects for like all that stuff. And, like, there's a really cool explosion in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's why it got 2. But then, like, even the end, like, yeah, I'm happy there's squib work and stuff. But there's no, like, really cool special effects shot in the movie that it deserved, like, that 3 or 4.
Yeah, I was almost gonna give I gave it a two also. I was almost gonna give it a three though, for two reasons. One was the explosion in the beginning, like you're talking about. And also just at the end when she stabs the guy, it actually looks really good. Like when she kills it, I mean, spoiler alert, but you know, when she stabs someone at the end, it looks really, really, really good. I almost gave it a three for that, but like you said though, there really isn't beyond the explosion, that one scene, there's really nothing else special effects wise in this movie. So to give it more than a two, I just feel like it's kind of it's not disingenuous to other movies that we've seen that actually has special effects in it that we've
Yeah.
given it to. So yeah, it's a 2 out of 5.
What'd you do for stunts?
Since I gave it, I since I gave it a 3 out of 5. It almost got a 4 out of 5, but it was like if there was more fight scenes, it probably would have got a 4 out of 5. But it got a 3 out of 5 because mainly it's that hospital scene, dude. She like slams that girl, like it's really, really,
Yo,
really
the way
good.
he kills her, bro.
And it's amazing too because like you know three out of five for literally two fairly quick fight scenes says a lot.
Yeah,
And that's
you're
one thing I
right.
do want to mention. Like I know it sounds like 3 out of 5 is not that great, but for having only two fight scenes, like and for you to get 3 out of 5, it's really good stunts.
I ended up did giving it a 4 out of 5 for the hospital fight. Like, this is some serious stunt work here in this hospital.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, these two are beating. Like, you have to watch it. Like,
Yeah,
they
you
are
can't explain it.
literally.
Yeah, we can't articulate really
They are,
exactly,
with every
you know.
piece of equipment you could think of in a hospital around them, they are beating the shit out of each
Yeah.
other with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, especially like for a non-Asian flick, like this is some good stuff.
Yeah, again, that's definitely one thing that they definitely focused on in these fights and making them as realistic as possible.
But I could
They
also see
wanted
where
to
you're
feel
coming
real.
from, like, yeah, there needed to be like even just a fight at the end where she fights like a main henchman or something.
Yeah, that's all. It needed just one more fight scene for me to give the stunts and even the fighting like a 4 out of 5. But it just didn't cross that line. It went right up to it, but it just for me
Yeah.
it just didn't cross it, you know.
Overall, I gave the movie a 3 out of 5. I think it's a really good movie. It has really good action scenes. It doesn't have as much. It's not like an action blockbuster, but
Yeah,
all the action in here is really cool. So I actually do recommend it.
I gave it a 3 out of 5, and I do recommend it. I think this is one of those movies where, like, when you're not in the mood for like a full blown action movie, this is the perfect movie to watch. When you're just you know, you're gonna move something a little bit more serious, a little bit more dramatic, but you don't want to just watch like a straight up
This is something you could
suspense
also like
movie.
watch with your wife.
Yeah, you
Because it
exactly
has
your
like a
girlfriend
pretty
watch it.
cool
Yeah, this.
family dynamic story. Yeah, the girl, you know, the sister gets hurt and stuff,
And
but
again, and it's not too much. It's not like schlocky dialogue, action
no,
dialogue, or
no.
like those horrible action movie scenes that they just are
And
filler and
it's not
buffer.
schlocky action either.
Yeah, exactly. So it's something that an average moviegoer can probably get more out of than just a strictly action movie fan.
So me and Frank talked before this, and we both have the same two similar movies. So we'll
Yep.
just do one each. You want to do the
Yes.
first one, Frank?
Yeah, sure. So the first one that me and Chris both picked was Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron, which is funny because like these movies are very, very similar in look and style, and there's even both a lesbian sex scene in both these movies,
Yo,
oddly enough.
they had to get those in.
But there is, but you know, but same thing. The fighting, just like the fighting in both of them are brutal. Both the fighting in Atomic Blonde it's great. And Atomic Blonde, it takes a step further because this is one fight scene. It's like a one take fight scene. I mean, it's not one take. It is edited, but the way it's
The one in
filmed,
the hotel room?
yeah, it's all edited, spliced together where it looks seamless. It's freaking great. Like, yeah, the movie's a little bit convoluted. The plot's a little bit all over the place. But I mean, it's Charlize Theron and she kicks major ass in it. And
And what's his name's in it too?
John Goodman? John Goodman's in it.
He's in it, but the guy who plays Professor X.
McAvoy.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, I can't remember. The guy from
J
Wanted.
James James James
James McAvoy.
McAvoy. Yes, James
Yeah.
McAvoy. He's in it too. He plays a crazy character. So again, but Atomic Blonde is more of a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's more fun. It's not. It's serious, but it's more like tongue in cheek though. You know, it's kind of like it has fun with it. But the action's really good in it, and it's just something to check out. If you like Sentinel at all, you definitely like Atomic Blonde.
And the second movie we both picked as our similar is Ava with Colin Farrell, Jessica Chastain, and
Our main man,
John Malkovich.
John Malkovich, who gets in it like
He
crazy.
actually fights in the movie.
Yep, it's
Yes,
great.
he fights. He fights Colin Farrell. Like,
Yep,
he
yep.
really fights him. Like, it's not like
No,
cheesy.
it's a brutal fight. It's
It really
amazing.
is.
It's a great fight scene.
But all the, like, again, like Frank was saying about Atomic Blonde, when it comes to the fight scenes in Ava are absolutely brutal.
Yes.
Like, yeah. The stunt work is top-notch. The fights are brutal.
You're just mad because there's not more of it.
Yes. Like, that's just, it has the same movies. Problems. Like, yes. The same problems Sentinel has, Ava actually has, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It focuses, like, again, for us movie action fans, we feel like it focuses too much on, like, the family aspect of the character, mm-hmm. and the character's personal problems, where we're just like, the action's so good, we're like, oh my god, I want you to spend more time the action scenes and less time. But we get it. Like, you know, they are trying to make more of a film with it. It's not just a straight action flick, but yeah, you know, you only get mad because it's not more of the good stuff that they have.
Especially, like, watching John Malkovich fight. I'll watch that all day.
Yep, absolutely.
But, yeah, so we recommend this movie, Sentinel, especially mm-hmm. if you're fans of the two other similars remake. Because, like that trifecta right there would be, like, a good heroin action movie night for someone.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
But, yeah, so this is Mr. Action signing out.
This is Frankie Cranks. Until next time, guys.